Welcome to Good News from the Good Book with Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church, located in Kinross, Michigan. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a message from God's Word.
I think we all know what it is to be hard-hearted. I don't know if I need to elaborate it too long. You get to the place where the singing is dead, the aisles are cold, no souls are being born again in your vicinity, there's no tears, and like I've already said, the worst part about it is you get to the place where you don't care. Where, you know what, I'm going to live my own life. Churches become that way. Individual New Testament backslidden Christians become that way. And as children of God, we need to understand that this malady, this hard-heartedness is a dangerous thing. You start by saying no to God today, and tomorrow you won't even hear God. Where God used to lead you step by step, hand in hand, now He's distant. You were tender and sensitive, and all it took was the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and you were there. Got a phone call this week from a pastor, a brother pastor downstate. I'm thankful for men of God in this state who are led by the Holy Spirit. Just a simple man. He's a good preacher, stands for truth. He's a servant of God. He is a servant. And he called and said, "Pastor, what is the tax ID number for Canaanland Baptist Camp?" And I said, "Well, it's actually the church ID number." He said, "Could you get that for me?" I thought that was kind of strange. And he went on to explain it. "I'm leaving the camp as the beneficiary of much of my estate because I'm led of God." I said, "You don't have to do that." And I called him by name. He said, "I'm led of God to do this." Sensitive to the next generation's need and the Holy Spirit. Man, we got to become sensitive again. You know the story of Pharaoh and Egypt and Old Testament Israel, 400 years they were slaves to Egypt, in bondage for 400 years in chains. And it wasn't easy in the land of Goshen. As a matter of fact, God prospered them, even in the foreign land. And so Pharaoh made it hard, the devil made it hard, even harder to mix and make the bricks and all that was going. And God heard the cries of the Israelites, of the Hebrews, and for deliverance. And before they even called out for deliverance, God had provided a deliverer. His name was Moses, the one drawn from the water. You remember the story of Moses, drawn from the reeds. And God has provided a deliverer for you before you ever called out and asked for answers. His name is Jesus. Moses, just a small picture, a human picture of what Jesus is for us. And He'll deliver you from the slavery of sin, the chains of darkness. If you'll just come to the Savior, you too can be born again. That's a wonderful message. That's a wonderful truth. And I hope you understand this morning how good God is to His children. I am absolutely content. I don't have everything I think I need, but I've got everything I need. I'm content in Christ. I am happy in Christ. Jesus meets my every need. I'm so thankful, and I sometimes maybe don't advertise it the way I ought, but I'm telling you this morning, let me testify, Jesus Christ is enough. He's all Tim Rader needs. He's given me everything. I look back in hindsight, I see the full blessing of God, and the only time it's not there is when I'm doing my own thing instead of doing God's thing, if I can put it that way. Don't get a hard heart so God stops using you. Don't get a hard heart where things start getting cold and you become indifferent. God provided a deliverer. We pick it up here in Exodus in chapter 7, and we can't go into everything that's already precurses this, and we aren't going to cover everything that goes on after chapter 7, but God told Moses, "Moses, I'll provide what you need. You don't think you can talk? I'll let Aaron be your spokesperson, your brother. He's going to be your spokesperson. He'll be the prophet, but we need a leader, a shepherd, a deliverer, and Moses, I have called you to that task, and if you'll just obey me, I will use you to deliver my people out of the land of Egypt. Egypt, I will show Egypt that the Lord God Jehovah, the God of the Hebrews, is the very King of Kings and God of Gods, and there's no one else like him. And I will deliver my people with a high hand out of the land of Egypt. You just follow me. And you know the story of Moses. Moses, man, I don't think I can do it. God says, I'll give you Aaron. And then it's interesting to me that Moses ends up doing most of the talking anyway. But without going into that and the details of that, here is God telling Moses, and Moses is hearing the message of what he's got to do. Exodus in chapter 7, and the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh. That's little g, little god, in the eyes of Pharaoh, a man that has a voice, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh and send the children of Israel out of his land. He tells them ahead of time, here's the big picture, the Hebrews are going to be delivered. Verse 3, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. God is God, in God's sovereign knowledge, he knows how Pharaoh is going to react. And he knows Pharaoh like a book, just like he knows you, then he knows me, and he knows our hearts. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt, and bring forth mine armies and my people of the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I stretch forth mine hand upon Egypt, and bring out the children of Israel from among them. Understand this, Egypt is the absolute supreme nation in all of the world, second to none in military strength. Second to none in buildings and civilization and culture, kind of the leader of the whole world, and their leaders, Pharaoh, they thought they were God. They were gods here on this earth. And they worshiped the God of the Nile, and they worshiped the alligator, and they worshiped all the foolishness around them. And they didn't really have a clear understanding of what's going on, and they were an idolatrous, heathen people. And in the midst of those people are the people of God in slavery in the land of Goshen. Verse 5 again, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch forth mine hand upon Egypt. Verse 6, and Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded them, so did they. And Moses was 80 years old. He's